course, you've been in Albany since last January. Is that correct?
Started January of 13. That's correct.
Okay. How did you get approached to be the interim superintendent?
I was called by a couple of board members, asked if I would be interested.
Just based on, of course, you had numerous years of experience being a superintendent in other places.
Well, I think in that open records request, the State Department maintains a list of retired superintendents who may or may not be willing to do interim work. And my name, of course, was on that list since I'd done three of them past, and it originated from that.
Okay. And, of course, by all the media accounts, I think the Albany Herald has said that you've done a good job in kind of getting them through some of the issues that the Board of Education was having previously.
I think we've done an excellent job. It's not me. I certainly qualify that as a we, but I've had some excellent staff people to step up to the plate. We brought in some new people, and we've made a world of difference.
You said in a letter to the Daugherty Board of Education that you were glad that they were doing a by-the-book search for a permanent superintendent, but that you had remained available to work for them. What was your thoughts on how the search was handled?
Well, let me back up. The reason that originated that letter was after they had announced the search, five of the board members, through one emissary, of course, came to me and said they would call off the search if I would agree to stay. And I told them I thought that was the wrong thing to do, that it would destroy their credibility to some degree, that they said they were going to do a search, and they needed to do one.
Right.
And then I followed up with that letter later. I was not going to be a part of a situation where a fair play didn't come into play.
Because that had happened in the past, of course, years before that you were there, but they had a previous superintendent
They had a bad situation with a search. The press and other individuals made it very negative. I'm not privy to all the details of that.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned the other day, a couple of citizens had came to us and brought up the question about whether it was permissible to hold office in Decatur County and then work as a school superintendent in another county. And, of course, as I found out doing research, there's no requirement that you live in Albany to be school superintendent. And the only residency requirement for being a county commissioner in Decatur County is that you maintain a residence here and are registered to vote here. And your statement to me at that time was that you believe you meet those requirements, correct?
Absolutely. 100%.
You had made the statement to me that you do have an apartment in Albany for purposes of commuting, but that you still return to Decatur County?
That's correct. I'll be coming to Decatur County this afternoon.
Okay. How many days a week do you think you split your time?
I normally spend, depending on what goes on here, now the next month with graduations, I'll be here a couple of weekends, and I come back occasionally for a function, or my wife and I come up here to a play or a fine arts event or a party or something that we're invited to.
That you'd be up in Albany?
On the whole, I spend all Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights at home, leave early Sunday morning.
You mean Monday morning?
Early Monday morning. Okay. Come back. Secondly, on commission meeting days, I spend the night on that Tuesday, come back on Wednesday, on both the Tuesday meeting and the second meeting of the month, the night meeting.
You've been county commissioner here in Decatur County since 2004, so you know the amount of time it takes to attend meetings and handle constituents' concern and other responsibilities. With your new job in Albany, do you feel like that you have the adequate time to devote to being a county commissioner?
Absolutely. I do whatever necessary, but I know how to solve problems. That's why I am what I am, and I can handle a lot of issues on the phone. I've been on the phone this morning with two different issues, starting at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm always available. I answer my phone. I call into the office almost daily. I talk to the chairman almost daily in order to see what's going on, if there's something that I need to attend to or something I need to know about. I have kept myself well-versed and accessible to my constituents.
What's the best way that you would tell Decatur County citizens how they can contact you about a concern?
229-400-0911.
Okay. And do you have an email or?
My email's on my card. It's dmosley1941@gmail.com.
Gotcha. One last question. How is what this discussion different than when the residency of Glenda Battles and Charles Stafford was questioned?
Well, I think the fact, and I'm not going to get into other personalities, there may not be a difference other than I was told that Dr. Stafford never stayed in Bainbridge, and I was told, I can't verify this, that very seldom, if any, did Miss Battle stay in Bainbridge.
And she attended some of the meetings by telephone?
Yes.
At that time, do you recall what your public position on the commission was towards those situations?
I've never thought about a position on that. I've just always thought about doing my job, and that's what I intend to do for these next 2 years. And chances are that I won't offer again if I stay here because of the tremendous workload is here, and there's not that much there that a commissioner does. That's why we have a county administrator, but the time for me to probably fade in the sunset will be at the end of my term.
Okay. You mentioned one thing to me the other day that I wanted to give you the chance to tell your constituents again. You told me that you still attend church in Climax, right?
Every Sunday that I'm in town.
Okay.
I'm also chairman of the finance committee at my church.
Okay. And your wife, June, still lives in Climax, and she's still active in the community here, right?
And runs a farm. That's correct.
Okay. Let me ask you one more thing. I just wanted to, as it was stated at the meeting the other night, the joint meeting between the Council of Governments that they've created, it was stated that you had a medical procedure, and that's why you missed the meeting, and I just wanted to let people know that that's why
that's
you weren't
correct.
There.
I had surgery.
Okay.
That day at 10:30, and I was knocked out. I put to sleep.
Right. Let me ask you, I guess you've probably heard a little bit about the meeting. Are you looking forward to maybe some other quarter?
Yes, I'm very pleased with the results, and I hope that we can live up to them.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate you talking to me, and I hope you have a good weekend.
You too.
Thanks.
Sure.